You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Personal finance time. Every Monday, we take a look at financial matters that matter to you most, and we try and unpack some of these things and see if we can help you understand the true costs of things and understand how they affect you. This week, we're taking a look at the real cost of funerals. We often underestimate this cost, and as a result of that underestimation, we find ourselves in very awkward conversations should we lose a loved one. I'm joined on the line by the CEO at KGA Life, that's Clinton McDonald, to take a look at this. Good evening, Clinton. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by looking at the average cost of a funeral. How much, I mean, you did a very detailed study and there's a whole graph. I love when there's so much detail that goes into research and analysis. How much does the average funeral cost?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, I think that's an important question. I think, from time to time, people forget that costs go up, and it includes funeral, the cost of actually doing the services on funerals. So if you've got any sort of insurance, funeral insurance policy that is intended to pay for that funeral, it actually have to keep pace. And we did a study recently, and it's an ongoing study for us, being a specialist funeral underwriter, is to look at the average cost of a funeral. And it does vary across, obviously, different sectors in our economy, different cultural groups, etc. But on average, for the typical South African, will pay roughly about between 70,000 and 80,000 rand for a funeral, which is, I think considerably higher than most people would imagine.
Mm. That's quite a chunky amount if you think about just the cost of an event that's going to be so finite in how long it takes. Clinton, I want to look at the different considerations. You mentioned that obviously there's different factors that come into play here, and we think about things like the vehicles or the venue hire or the entertainment or the food or the catering. What are some of the factors and the different considerations that have a big impact on the cost?
Yes, so I think for the large part of our population, I mean, this is a culturally driven event, most people might not know this, the funeral can sometimes start on a Thursday and end on a Sunday, right? So the costs extend beyond that finite event that might be happening on the weekend. Mm. There's a lot of costs associated with getting everyone to the location of the funeral, the funeral itself, and then obviously some post-funeral costs that are also apparent. But when you're thinking of these costs at this stage, when you don't intend to be using it necessarily immediately, you don't factor in all those kind of different costs, and that's where your intermediary or your funeral parlor or your broker really needs to step in and really unpack that for you and give you a reality check in terms of what is it that you want to have happen in that event for you and your family, and just to really lay out the cost. Because what we see a lot of the time is once an event has happened and the family is engaging either with the funeral parlor or with the insurer directly, that what they want costs significantly more than what that funeral policy is covered for. And then what typically happens is, there's this difference in what the policy is going to pay out for and what the family wants, which they tend to want to either finance it directly through their own pocket or through through credit and loans.
Mm. Clinton, that's such an important point. How do you prepare for that? How do you avoid underinsurance where it comes to your funeral policy? Do we know how much the average funeral policy covers as compared to sort of what we've established around how much the average funeral policy costs or the average funeral costs? I mean, obviously, it's very difficult to say because it's premium dependent and some people take a higher option and all of that. But in general, how do we avoid underinsurance, and what's kind of the sweet spot where you can say, okay, if the average funeral is 70,000 to 80,000 rand, the average policy should then cost X amount so it covers that?
Right. Look, so it's obviously not as straightforward as that. It really, comes down to the needs of the policyholder and their family. I think we need to help consumers, and we need to help people. So if you're a funeral parlor, for example, and you've got people paying every month for a funeral they've selected, because a large part of the population will walk into a funeral parlor, they won't think about a cover amount on a policy. They won't even be thinking about a policy. What they will be thinking about is, they say, I was at a funeral this weekend. I really like the way that this organization handled that funeral. That is the funeral I want. And then really sit down and then break down, you know, what the needs are specifically in terms of, as I mentioned, over before the funeral, during funeral, and after the funeral, and then, you know, factoring affordability and all the aspects that typically only take place after the fact. So a lot of upfront pre-planning will go far away, you know, to at least put a reality check on what you can afford versus what things cost typically on that day, and then not leave that decision up to potentially other family members or family members that aren't really in the mental state to maybe make those kind of decisions and might be susceptible to, you know, to maybe taking on more than they can handle. But yeah, I mean, classically, you know, funeral policies in South Africa, you can get them anywhere. So, and they come at various price points. You know, if you're buying a retail policy, you can get that at most retailers, even banks, even cell phone providers. You can get them from insurers directly. But what we see is, and this is really, you know, the majority of where policies are taken up in South Africa is through a funeral parlor or a burial society. And the needs assessment and the needs matching at that stage, right, is really where funeral parlors and brokers can really make a difference in really matching the product and interpreting, well, let's say the insurance speak, things like cover amounts, things like waiting periods, to make sure that family actually understands what they're getting and to make sure it's what they want.
Speaking of a needs assessment, Clinton, one of the big things that we often don't think about or we often don't expect to plan for when we're thinking about funeral cover is repatriation. I've come across various examples where someone passes away from where they wish to be buried or away from where the family would like for them to be laid to rest. And that results in having to move someone from one location to another prior to the funeral taking place. And that has been an exceptionally expensive exercise. How do families prepare for that? Is that something you can include in a policy? Is that a discussion you can have with the underwriter or the service provider to say, cover this specific thing as well?
Yes, I mean, that you raise a good point, because that's a classically a point that would be raised, you know, at the time of at claim stage, and you might find that your policy either does not cover that and you'd have to pay for that directly, or it covers a portion of that and the family again doesn't necessarily understand what they're getting, what they're covered for. So important is to make sure that you understand exactly what you're, particularly if you, for example, again, back to the example of walking to a funeral parlor, if you're in effect buying a package off the shelf that basically is lists more of what you're going to get on the service side and maybe necessarily doesn't cover what the value of that service would be, is to really make sure with the funeral parlor or with the broker, whoever you're taking the package up through, whether or not repatriation is included, because a lot of the times it's not, and it's an expense that gets happened. And you can understand, you know, that's not an expense that's easily something for you to say no to, you know. So that's classically a point of failure in this process in understanding, you know, could for example, could that cost be incorporated in the policy up front? Would I have that included and I pay a little bit extra on my premium, which is obviously the more cost-effective way of doing a funeral. I mean, this is why funeral policies exist, why funeral insurance exists. It is the most affordable way to cover that scenario should it happen, and to fully cover it in all aspects of it. So in terms of what you may want as the policyholder or the person that's insured, versus or your family, you know, to ensure that everything is covered. So if you need to be repatriated back to your hometown, I mean, this is very important, especially if you're, you know, working overseas and need to come back to South Africa. But even repatriation from Gauteng to the Eastern Cape, for example, is pretty pricey. I mean, anywhere between probably 16,000 Rand and 30,000 Rand is what you're looking at to have that repatriation affected a lot of the time, you know. So it's pretty substantial. And if you think about, we talked about an average cost of 80,000 Rand a funeral, that would classically, typically exclude something like repatriation.
Remember, folks, ask the questions, have the conversations, prepare yourself for the eventualities. Ask all of these questions before you take out to the funeral policy, so that when the time comes that you need to reach out to your insurer, to your underwriter, to your broker, that you are prepared and that you have all of the adequate cover that you need. The one last thing to mention around that, and we spoke about this last week as well when we did our Warning Wednesdays, is deal with regulated service providers. Once again, you might forget this. if the funeral parlor or the funeral business itself is taking the premiums, they need to be regulated by the FSCA. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights. That was Clinton McDonald, who is CEO at KGA Life, on the true costs of funerals and how you prepare yourself so that you're not underinsured.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.